Lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on March 23, 1981 in Sridhar, Mayapur, India.
Beyond any sectarian type of conception, rather trying to bring the universal brotherhood, the universal love and harmony among everyone, not only among human beings, but among animals, plants, and insects, and so many innumerable living entities in this universe. So this ISKCON, or International Society for Krishna Consciousness, has been designed by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was a great transcendental architect. He was a great transcendental scientist. He was a great transcendental engineer who could design such a wonderful platform so that the whole world can participate in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mission of this understanding about the science of Krishna consciousness. So we are so fortunate at least to be part of His mission. So we, all of us, should be extremely grateful that somehow by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, we have been allowed to help Him, we have been allowed to assist Him in His this divine, this great mission. So that the purpose is to at least get ourselves being acquainted with the science of Krishna consciousness. Also, we can make others Krishna conscious, including our, just like so many living entities, plants and human beings, in every part of the world. So it is a great boon, or it's a great blessing given by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. So, one thing I like to request is that now in like the process of like going this parikrama, the regular process that we are conducting, although it may look strange, it may be to those people who are not trained up, like going barefoot or going like going in the sun. So this type of austerity is a necessity, is a requirement in understanding about the science of devotion, about the science of to be a Vaishnava, about the science of to be a Krishna conscious scientist. So these are ways by which we can be brought nearer to the lotus feet of the spiritual master, to the lotus feet of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and to the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas. So following the footsteps of the great acharyas and serving them with a great humility, with great love and devotion, our life also will be successful. So the Bhagavad instructs that nasta prayeshu avadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. So this world, or this world of scientific and technological advancement, is full of faults, or full of misfortunes. Avadreshu means always full of misfortunes. But all these misfortunes can be immediately removed, always serving Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, constantly, all the time, birth after birth. So that serving, the living Bhagavatam is the spiritual master. By following the orders and the footsteps of the spiritual master, one can develop this science of understanding of the Krishna consciousness. That way, one day, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by the mercy of the spiritual master, and by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas, we will be eligible to receive at least that blessing. So it is a great privilege for me to share these thoughts from the Bhagavad philosophy. And we humbly request that, so long as whenever we come to this time, just like Maharaj this morning, Ramasana Maharaj has described very nicely, that we must be begging so that we can receive that mercy. So we should be always in that mood. So there may be a little sunshine, or there may be a little hurting on the feet, but we should take it as a mercy of Krishna, as a mercy of the Srila Prabhupada. so that when you take it in that light, in that mood, you'll find every moment we will be having that ecstasy. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Sira Sita Ki. So here, amazing clearly explained that when the Chankasi's body was laid here, automatically, no one planted these two trees, they just automatically came from his body. You see, and all the people come here and bow down to the samadhi of the Chankasi, and even the Chankasi's descendants are also very favorable to that Krishna conscious movement. So we can take this opportunity now of everyone paying their obeisances here to the Chankasi and his samadhi.